Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Schuster. It's a joy to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Our entrance is number 488 in the St. Michael Hymnal, 488, Come Thou, Almighty King. Come Thou, Almighty King, help us Thy name to sing, help us to praise. Father, all glorious, o'er all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Come Thou, incarnate Word, who for us death endured, our prayer attend. Come and Thy people bless, and give Thy word success. Fill us with righteousness, Savior and Friend. Come, Holy Comforter, Thy sacred witness bear. In this glad hour, to us Thy grace impart, and rule in every heart. Never from us depart, Spirit of power.
God is in His holy place, God who unites those who dwell in His house. He Himself gives might and strength to His people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe
eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay which he was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord. Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God while I live. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Put not your trust in princes, in the sons of men in whom there is no salvation. When his spirit departs, he returns to his earth. On that day his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Blessed he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We arrive again at this image of the clay in the hands of the potter. It can be kind of a comforting image, knowing that God is working on us, forming us, knowing that he's never quite done with us. You know, we use that word formation. It's a buzzword in the church. We used to call that instruction, we used to call it CCD, the Confraternity of Christian Doctrine. We still do in my parish. Then it was Sunday school. Then it was religious education or catechism. And now they call it faith formation. And, you know, we want to stress that word, that there's multiple aspects to each person that the church is trying to form and address: the spiritual, the intellectual, you know, and the community aspect, and all the various aspects of the person that we're trying to form. So it's a nice image, and we always say, well, am I being formed? Am I letting God form me and squeeze me and shape me? And am I trusting that he's going to get it right if I'm working with him? Now, there's more to the reading, though. And if you go on after this part in Jeremiah's reading, the Lord has some stern words for us. He goes on to explain more this image. He says, you know, there are times when I promise to destroy entire cities, but because they listen and they do their penance and they repent, I don't. So there's that fluctuation. There's that kind of seeming change in God, even though we know God is unchangeable, unchanging, immutable. But it seems that way because we stand on this side of time. But God wanted the people to repent. And he says there's times where that happens. He says there's also times where I promise to build up and save a city, and I don't, because they didn't do anything. They didn't repent. And this is the meaning of the image of the clay in the hands of the potter, says the rest of the reading. Something for us to consider today, because I think most of the world would say God is all talk. He's all talk. He's always making these threats, but at the end of the day, is he really ever going to destroy anyone? Isn't he just going to let him slide? Or at the end of the day, you know, did he ever really intend anything, like he was going to do bad? Or he meant it to be good all the time. I'd say be very,
very careful of that attitude of thinking that God is all talk. And our Lord Jesus, I mean, he's got these serious words again about separation of the righteous from the unrighteous, the good from the evil. And it'd be very dangerous to say he must be all talk when he's talking about this wailing and grinding of teeth. I was focusing on this one promise of Jesus, or this one prediction about the destruction of Jerusalem. Thinking of the Old Testament, thinking of Jeremiah, thinking of God's promises to cities, nations. And Jesus himself wept, saying, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you know, that they would be destroyed. And in 74 AD, they were. I think they got the year right, but I don't remember. They were. The word of the Lord came true. And there were probably people thinking it's all talk. This guy, we crucified him. They say he's alive. What did he know about those threats that he made? Well, this is God talking. And it came true. And I want you to go back through the Gospels and see the kinds of things that Jesus says and promises and say, do you think he's all talk? How do we sometimes act like it's all talk or dismiss the word of God? And yet I'd be really careful because I don't want to be on the wrong end of it. When I hear a gospel like this, it should stir up a desire to say, well, by golly, Jesus, I don't want to be thrown away. But, you know, Lord, God, like, which side am I on? And I think that's important. Jesus, I want to be good on your terms. I want to be righteous on your terms. When the word of God can get us to say that and mean it, like in order to stir up that desire to want to repent, to take the word of God seriously, I don't want to be destroyed. Don't destroy our country. Don't destroy our city. Don't destroy our world. Then we're getting somewhere. So let the word of God form you today and realize God is not all talk, but the talk he gives ultimately has a purpose of love. Let us offer our prayers for the church and the world to our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father and all bishops and priests who dedicate their lives to Christ and his church, that God may keep them in his care and bless them abundantly for their sacrifice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the enemies of the church may experience the justice and the mercy of our Savior, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are suffering, that they may unite their pain, anxiety, and isolation with Christ's sufferings on the cross, and that they may find comfort in his closeness to them, we pray to the Lord. For marriage and the family, that they will be protected and strengthened as the essential foundations of our society, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Patricia Deves, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Receive our prayers, most merciful Father, for we plead and we beg before you to be merciful and to continue to form us into your people through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Lord,
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your spirits upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles,
Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The faithful are invited to make a prayer of spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget all his benefits. Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits,
who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
My story is my path from Protestantism to Catholicism. And tomorrow, my wife and I are doing convalidation. My wife is Catholic. My wife is a cradle Catholic. We were married in 81. And in 81, they told me I had to become a Catholic to get married in the Catholic Church. And I was defiant. I was young and defiant. So we got married in the Protestant Church. And we lived our life away from religion. I lived my life away from religion. I was baptized Presbyterian. In 97, my life hit a bottom point, and I started seeking, and I went back to my baptismal church because I still was defiant against the rules and regulations of the Catholic Church. And to me, the Protestant Church was perfect at that time because I wasn't ready for the Catholic Church, and it was kind of mother's milk for me. And as I walked my walk, the very things of the Catholic Church that would have turned me away years ago are now, as the events of the world and the different interpretations of the Protestant Church to conform to the world, those things of the Catholic Church that would have turned me away are the actual things that attracted me to the Catholic Church. So here I am, where I was offered at the age of 21, become a Catholic. I'm 61, and tomorrow I'm marrying my wife in the eyes of God and the Catholic Church. And you cleared a lot of things up for me, so I want to thank you for that. And I believe this is my path, and who knows what is next.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. Gifts are tax-deductible as allowed by law. Give online at RelevantRadio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.